That'd be a nice story if it ended there, but, you know, it goes on to grumpy older son and things like that, which is not germane today, so. But today is Father's Day! Seems like it was just a month ago we celebrated Mother's Day! What's next? Grandparents' Day? Yeah, but that's a real thing. I mean, let's say, what's next? Grandparents' Day, Uncle's Day, Aunt's Day? You know, everybody gets a day. It could get redunculous, you know. Actually, it couldn't get redunculous. It is redunculous. You know what today is? Aside from Father's Day? Today is Happy Nature Photography Day. Aww. Happy National Lobster Day. Yep. Happy Global Wind Day. Happy Dean Beer Day. In Britain, sorry. Happy World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. I guess we can drop the happy on that one. It's Magna Carta Day. National Smile Power Day. Smile Power Day. That was something out of the 60s. National Bug Busting Day. I like this one. National Cherry Tart Day. That one I like. You didn't bring cherry tarts today, did you, Pat? No? You're out of your season, lady. Come on, get with the program. It's National Foam Party Day. I have no idea what a foam party is. I can just imagine people sitting around like a Tupperware party selling foam things. It's International Women in Mining Day. It is International Working Animal Day. I like this one, too. It's National Megalodon Day. If you don't know, you know what a megalodon is? It's an extinct shark. Yeah, big thing. Yeah, it's National Megalodon Day. And lastly, it's National Accounts Payable Day. So pay off your credit cards. As I said, it's gotten more than just a little bit redunculous. For many, many years before all these things showed up. And if you think back, we used to have just Mother's Day and Father's Day. And then somehow, you know, Grandparents' Day stuck in. And when that happened, I started calling these kind of holidays greeting card company days. I think most of them, not World Elder Abuse Day, but Awareness Day, excuse me. It's not a day to abuse elders, just to be aware of it. I think a lot of them were invented by Hallmark just to increase their revenue. Because when you think about it, it just goes on and on. Why do we need all this? And where does it go from here? Does it go into months? Of course it does. It already has. You have Black History Month, which is February. You've got Women's History Month, which is March. You've got Hispanic History Month. You guys weird about that one? Huh? No, Women's History is March 1st through 31st, and Black History is February 1st through 28th. Hispanic History Month is September 15th to October 15th. Cinco de Mayo? That was when they celebrate the boat full of mayonnaise getting sunk. Yes, a Cinco de Mayo. But every year in the prison, we had a... Well, I used to make that joke every year in prison. When, you know, but in prison, we tried to figure out why every year all around why Hispanic History wasn't September, or August, or October. Why it was September 15th to the October 15th. Never have figured out why. I've Googled it. I've asked people. No idea. But it even gets political with months. Like this month is Pride Month, except for people who have common sense. No more common. Debased and blasphemous and heretical and wrong? Yeah. But it's also political because now the big corporations like Target and Home Depot are backing off on their support of it. So, but today is Father's Day. And as I always say, happy Father's Day to fathers and happy Father's Day to all the mothers that are here because you can't have a mother without a father. Straight Pride, yes, January 1st to December 31st, every year. Yes. James. My heckler in chief over here. So, but this is Father's Day. And again, we all have to have fathers and we all have to have mothers. And I don't care if you go to the docks and go to sperm bank and get pregnant that way or not. You still have a father somewhere in the picture. They haven't figured out how to make people from nothing yet. That's right. But my question is it Father's Day or is it Father's Day? Is it Father's Day? Well, Father's Day is, no, this is me. Okay, you say Happy Father's Day to me, and you're talking to me. Okay, because I am the singular person. But if I say Happy Father's Day, I'm talking to at least these two guys here. So that's plural. So it's this one. So when you write it out, in just talking about the day, like today's Father's Day. Is it Father's Day? Or is it Father's Day? And here's the irony of the whole political correctness stuff. This is what Google, etc. say is correct. Well, it should be this. Because you'd be the day of celebrating all fathers. It doesn't really matter to me. Oh, I read something last night that said your word processor will probably find Father's Day without the apostrophe. And some people write it that way, too. Just plural fathers. If you, like, we're going to celebrate fathers today. That would have an apostrophe. That would be correct. But they said if you make Father's Day without the apostrophe, or if you make it Father's apostrophe, your word processor will kick it out because it's not correct. Politically. Mine doesn't kick it out. Mine recognizes it. But what happens? What really matters about today is the enshrinement of fatherhood. Likewise, the enshrinement of motherhood. And we enshrine it in some kind of an aura of perfection. It doesn't exist. It has never existed, and it probably never will. None of us have ever known a perfect father, whether our own or somebody else's. It gets worse, too, because you got, for Mother's and Father's Day, I think next year we're going to have Baby Daddy Day. Happy Baby Daddy Day, and Happy Baby Mama Day. Y'all familiar with that expression, baby daddy, baby mama? They're horrible titles, but it's when you have a child with somebody else, and you're not married to them, so you're the baby mama or the baby daddy. I knew people that had that was a baby daddy six times with six different women, kind of like that, you know? Horrible titles and a terrible raise children process. How can you raise a child as a baby daddy or a baby mama? You can't. Now, I'm a father. Sometimes I'm a daddy. But I've never been a baby daddy. Never. Families are torn apart all the time today. Fathers leave for whatever reason and damage the family. More so than mothers leaving. And mothers sometimes walk out on families too, but that's much more rare. It was incredible the number of people that I've met, especially in prison, that have families that are so utterly dysfunctional. It's not even funny. Well, you have a guy that has six kids with five different women. And he'll refer to the one with the two kids as his wife, so they've never been married, never will be married. It's problematic, and it's not just in one segment of our society. It's not in the white segment or the black segment or the Hispanic segment or the Indian segment or the purple segment. It doesn't matter. Across the board. All families are dysfunctional, depending on why. And Father's Day, your Mother's Day used to be the highest attended day in church. Father's Day is the lowest. Last prison reference, I just thought of this one. We used to get requests for cards, greeting cards to give to people. Mother's Day, we always got the most requests for cards. Father's Day, the least. You know how many inmates don't know who their fathers were? or their fathers are in another prison someplace else, or they're dead. Not just prison population, but still, again, that goes throughout the whole culture. But all families are dysfunctional. That's what we need. We need a dysfunctional family day. Happy dysfunctional family day. Now, people of our life experience, which is the politically correct way of saying age, remember the hyped-up ideal of the 1950s. You know, the nuclear family, mom, dad, 2.2 children, nice little house out in the suburbs, little picket fence, you know, Joan Mayberry, Andy Griffith. That's what life was like in the 50s. And if you build a church, people fill it. But even Mayberry had problems, otherwise you wouldn't have Barney Fife. Okay? Everything was dysfunctional still. Back in the 50s and 60s, when we looked at as the good old days, which are now, by the way. Good old days are always now, not in the past. But dads got frustrated at work in that idyllic kind of a 50s lifestyle. And they worked long hours and came home, didn't feel appreciated. It was an hour and a half late for dinner, so his wife got mad at him. I'm sorry, honey. The boss said I had a work late. Train was busy, you know, whatever. Sorry. Same time, mom, we were 2.2 kids, felt abandoned and isolated. You got to remember, mom was at home taking care of kids. That's what you did. You went to school with the kids. The kids ran wild outside and unsupervised. Well, I guess that was healthy, actually. That was the good part. But if you think about being unsupervised today, it doesn't work out. You didn't lock the doors to your house. You left your keys in the car when you got home. You picked up hitchhikers without worrying about whether they were a serial killer or not. Well, in that day and time, the parents were never perfect, just like they aren't today. In today's world, sometimes in many ways, are even worse, thanks to a guy named Dr. Spock. Not Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek, but the other guy, the shrinky dink guy. And the idea of helicoptering parents. You all know what a helicopter parent is? Yeah, it's exactly the opposite of the baby daddy thing kind of a thing. When again, in, we'll make another prison reference. In prison, the people that came with all the baby daddies, and they said, oh yeah, that's my dad, that's my girl, that's my boy, you know, I'm their daddy. I said, no, you're not, you're the sperm donor. Because he winds up having a kid and winds up in jail for his life, you know? That's really what it was, but parents are messed up today. You Google parenting. I haven't done this, but I'll bet you dollars a donut. You Google parenting, you get 85,612 references on how to raise a kid in the first shot. Approximately 85,612. Might be 13. But parents, regardless of how they're raising their children, should be honored by their children. Even if they're a baby daddy or baby mama who's not in the picture. Because God said so. One of those rules that God gave the Israelites way back when. You know those rules? The Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions, or the Ten Good Ideas, or the Ten, well, do this if you want to, but the Ten, you do this from God. Or you don't do this on the other hand. You read the Ten Commandments. I can't do it. You got four of them over here, and you got six of them over here. The first four deal with our relationship with God. The next six deal with our relationships with each other. And the first of those six is the fifth, which is honor your mother and father. And there's more to that than just that. It's a promise. Honor your mother and father so your days may go well with you and that may you live long in the land. As long as you do it one day a year, keep hallmarking. Oh, it doesn't say that. Actually, it does say that. But I wrote that. Now, mothers and fathers need to be honored every day. Well, I just mentioned that a lot of times we call you ditty batty sperm donors. You know what? You're the politically correct, and the federal government says you're supposed to call mothers now? A birthing parent. You're a mother, you are a birthing parent on forms and things in the feds. I don't know what the correct term is for a father that way. Couldn't find it, but it's probably going to be something like sperm donor. But you need to honor your parents, even when you don't like them very much or love them very much. And I think growing up, we all go through phases where we love our parents and we don't like them very much. Sometimes we like them and don't have a whole lot of help for them. Because some people are just terrible parents. And they raise terrible kids. But some people are just terrible kids. Kids are just rotten. Terrible kids. And this makes all families dysfunctional. Because sometimes, even in that perfect Mayberry family, something happens, you know, and you have a problem. It might be short term, but it's a problem. Now, in Jesus telling, see, believe it or not, get back to Scripture here. Jesus telling the story of the prodigal son, that was a dysfunctional family. You might look at the story and say, you know, why did he say that? Because the brothers probably didn't like each other very much. You can't tell that necessarily from our passage today, but we read the second half of that where the elder brother finds out that youngster has come home. You see, they probably didn't like him very much. But dad was very lenient, at least with his younger son. Actually, this is called the prodigal son. It should be the prodigal daddy. Many, many years ago, I actually wrote a sermon called the prodigal father, because prodigal means wasteful, just getting rid of. And he was prodigal in that he gave half his fortune to a wasteful. Somebody who was not going to do real good. And he didn't honor. The father did not honor his own dadship with these kids, these two sons. He loved both his kids. Again, you can tell that from the second half that he loved his elder son. But it showed differently, and who knows why. But eventually, in the second half of the story, the elder son comes up and basically says, Dad, I always honored you. Your younger son didn't. Why are you doing this for him? But the honor of the father came from the younger son when he returned. Hey, Dad, you're going to die one of these days, and I'm kind of restless on my feet. Why don't you give me half of give me my inheritance that's going to be split with my sister over here. And you say, okay. Am I being a very good son? Am I honoring him? Wanting my inheritance? Who knows? Maybe you had that earmark to go to the shelter for kittens and puppies. And now I want it. I'm not honoring you very much. But eventually, the son remembered his role in the family and came back. Even though it was through bad straits, he came back. Maybe he remembered the commandment, because the commandment communicates an idea, not just honoring, which we think is paying attention to and glorifying things like this, but it's love and respect and caring within the family. And this is what's basic to a society. Our society is based on a family. It grows out from that. And Jesus knew that. So when he's telling the story, he's telling more than just this little snippet of what happened with this one son. Happy Father's Day! And I bet you that's what the father was thinking. It's my day. My son came back. This is great. But this story and this whole idea of honoring your parents is foundational to our relationship with God. Since God is our Father, God is our Creator, Maker of heaven and earth, everything visible and invisible, but God is not a helicopter parent. In a sense, He is. He knows what's going on, but does not stop and start us along the way most of the time. There are times when God puts up a roadblock. There's two kinds of roadblocks you're on to. One are satanic, one's God-given. Sometimes it's hard to tell them apart. But God does not ignore us. And God honors his dadship all the time with us, keeping his covenant. But we forget about him. Remember God on Sunday mornings, maybe? If we do devotions, remember God then? Prayer and fellowship time? When we do study? When we have prayer under normal circumstances, as opposed to when we're having big problems, we honor God. And I'm sure God's happy about that when we remember him. But how about all those times that we don't? How often do you think about your parents? Now, my father's been dead for 53 years. My mother's been dead since 2008. Don't think about them very often. They're just distance in time and not relevant. Every once in a while it pops up. But God isn't dead. God's not in our past. God is in our present. So how often do we honor God by remembering and doing and trying to be close to him? To honor him, to worship and obey, to remember God as Father, not just our fathers here on earth, but our Father. So today, remember that it's more than just the guy you might have called Daddy or Father or Papa or Jack, whatever it was you grew up calling your father. And remember God and wish him a happy Father's Day. Every day. And your parents do every day. Not just once a year. Don't make Hallmark happy. Amen. Let us confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. At this time, let us give back to God part of what he has given to us. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Gracious and almighty God, take these gifts that we return to you and a part of what you've given to us. And help us to be grateful children. And bless us for what we have done. And guide us that we might continue to do more. And take these gifts and bless them as well. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Our hymn is This Is My Father's World, number 237. And the wonders wrought.
This is my father's world. The birds, their carols raise. The morning light, the lily white, declare their maker's praise. This is my father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems all so strong, God is a ruler yet. This is my father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied.